Well, 2 days ago, the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, was on AM explaining how the legislation around the My Health system was going to be changed to toughen privacy settings for the online health database. But is that promise of privacy a realistic one from the government? Last year's Information Commission report reveals there have already been a number of breaches of the My Health system, but the government maintains no one's privacy was put at risk. So what really happened? Catherine Gregory takes a closer look.
Malcolm Turnbull was adamant when he told AM there'd been no privacy breaches on the government's digital health record system.
There are 6 million records, the 6 million My Health records. There have been no privacy breaches.
So was the health minister.
When you look at 6 million people, 6 years, on the latest advice today, no data breaches.
Data breaches or privacy breaches? What's the difference? And have there been any? Well, it depends who you talk to. This is what the body that oversees the My Health record has said.
The 11 cases you're referring to were notifications that we, the Australian Digital Health Agency, make to the Privacy Commissioner. And any time there's an instance where there's what we call a privacy breach, where someone's information might be accidentally seen by somebody else, we report that to the Privacy Commissioner. The cases that you're speaking about were the instances that we reported to the Privacy Commissioner, and all of them are acted on immediately. The people have been informed.
Professor Meredith Makem, the Chief Medical Advisor for the Digital Health Agency, is referring there to 11 cases that were outlined in last year's report by the Office of the Information Commissioner, the government's National Data Protection Authority. So what is a privacy breach? The Information Commissioner doesn't use the term privacy breach, but it does acknowledge data breaches to MyHealth, which it describes as
the unauthorised collection, use or disclosure of health information included in a MyHealth record, or circumstances that have compromised or may have compromised the security or integrity of the MyHealth record system.
The statement goes on to say there have been several cases where patients had access or had seen another person's Medicare claims. But the Digital Health Agency, the Prime Minister's Office and the Health Minister's Office all maintain that these cases do not constitute a breach of privacy. They say they're the result of human error, where the incorrect information was uploaded or where there have been alleged fraudulent Medicare claims. So, if it's not a privacy breach, what is it? Anna Johnston is the former Deputy Privacy Commissioner for New South Wales.
I would call what's in the Commissioner's report data breaches. Data breach is a different term to privacy breach, which is a different term to cybersecurity incident. And I think part of the problem here is that people have been talking at cross purposes. For the Minister of Health and MyHealth, the MyHealth record operator, maybe what they mean is we haven't had our system hacked into by, you know, unauthorised third parties. But for them to say there's been no data breaches or no privacy breaches is demonstrably false.
Dr. Cassandra Cross, a criminologist at the Queensland University of Technology, agrees.
I think there is a lot of confusion, particularly on the part of the public who are being given mixed messages from both the minister and the government compared to the Office of the Information Commissioner in the latest report. And I think it probably comes down to some technical definitional aspects.
And do you think this is a problem?
I think it's misleading on the part of the minister and the government to make the repeated suggestions that there haven't been any privacy breaches.
The Australian Privacy Foundation says the government may have good security systems in place to prevent hackers, but it can't guarantee privacy. That's because the MyHealth records are part of a much larger system. Dr. Bernard Robertson-Dunn chairs the Health Committee at the Foundation.
Once the data has been downloaded to, for instance, a hospital system, the protections of the hospital system apply and any audit logs apply to the hospital system, not to MyHealth record. So there is no way that the government would know who has accessed that data, and it is untraceable, untrackable that access has occurred.
We've gone back to the government to clarify its definition of a privacy breach. As yet, we've had no response.
Catherine Gregory reporting.